this is real. Home of the Kings, who take on the Sixers tonight. And yes, home of the 49ers. By the way, Drapes, before we get back to the Kings tonight, what did you think of the NFL today announcing that they want to penalize hip drop tackles?
Yeah.
NFL announcing today, pardon me. The proposal was approved in a vote of team owners. Rule change calls for a 15-yard penalty during games for hip drop tackles. Players could also be fined by the league. Any thoughts on that?
No, it's I get it. I understand it. It's sort of similar to the horse collar tackle years ago. You know, it's a play that we've seen players over the years get injured and hurt with. With that being said, it's hard being a defender right now in the NFL.
Like, no question.
It's you can't go low on quarterbacks. You can't, like, understanding the rules, and you can't tackle like this and, like, you know. And so I think it's another advantage for the offense, and guys like CMC, Saquon, like, you know, the receivers. It's going to be tough to bring these guys down.
I think it's going to be a big problem. Because it's so much harder to define than, like you say, horse collar. Well, how do we know if it's a horse collar? Did you grab the guy by the back of the jersey? You can't do that. Hip drop tackles, that's when a defensive player grabs a ball carrier and then drags them down while unweighting themselves by dropping their hips. And that's, it results in a lot of injuries. Yeah. And it, you see, why do guys do it? Because it's a dirty play? No, because it's a way to
bring someone down. Right, exactly. Like, how do you tackle a guy, you know, let's say you're tracking him from behind, you know, you grab him and you drop to the ground, you know, now you can't do that or you'll get penalized. And so, no, it's going to make, you know, tackling that much more difficult in the NFL.
This type of tackle, according to the NFL, results in 20 to 25 times more injuries than other kinds of tackles. So I understand it. But especially if you have, you know, a big fullback in the secondary and you have maybe a smaller defensive back and he's trying to bring that guy down when the guy's got a full head of steam. You know, it's like, what am I supposed to do? I'll just bounce off him.
Just bounce and let him go, you know. It's and so look for offenses to points and all that to be up. Fantasy numbers, yards gained, all that to be up.
Yeah, if it makes the game safer, okay. But I just think, and you know the NFL, now what it comes down to is, well, now they have to define in the rules, what is a hip drop tackle?
Yeah.
Which is going to get back to the days of, you know, what is a catch? Well, we define a catch this way. It's like, oh.
Dude, I still don't know what a catch is, to be honest with you. Sometimes.
Yeah. Now, you must be, speaking of the 49ers, you must be pretty happy because it looks like the 49ers say they're not going to trade Ayuk and they love Ayuk, but maybe we're not sure how Ayuk feels about the 49ers all
right. And why do you think that is? Like, I thought everything was all, you know, peace and harmony and, you know, had a great season, career season. And, you know, Ayuk's my guy. You know, that's the one guy on the Niners, like, I'm a big fan of. And I think, you know, they have to either A, restructure his deal.
That's it.
Or B, and you know, the Niners said they'd be happy with, you know, him picking up his option and him playing under his, like, if that happens,
bye-bye.
That's curtains after that. Okay, you want it like that? He's gone.
Yeah.
He's going to be gone.
My guess would be it's something along the lines of Ayuk saying, you love me? That's great. You can say how much you love me. Great. Show me.
Show me the
money. Yes. And then everything will be fine. We went through this with Debo, something similar with Bosa. It happens. And guys draw lines like, no, I want this much. I'm worth this much. And then the 49ers give them that, and then onward we go. This was interesting. I just saw this on Twitter from a guy named Joe Pompliano. And if you don't know who that is, welcome to who he is. He's a sports investor guy or an investment guy. Has a ton of followers.
Yeah.
Here's what he said on Twitter. To recap the last week in sports, NBA integrates live betting odds into its broadcast. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani accuses interpreter of selling betting $4.5 million on sports. Cavs coach J.B. Bickerstaff says his family has been threatened by sports bettors.
Wow.
Tyrese Halliburton says he feels like a prop. Jonte Porter being investigated by the NBA for irregularities on prop bets. Yep. It's been that kind of week.
That's about right. Yep. And, you know, it's, as Compio said, betting will ruin sports. Gambling will ruin sports. It's a slippery slope because not only, you know, the Jonte Porter situation that we talked about earlier, not only the, what happens in between the lines, but, you know, like, who was it, J.B. Bickerstaff, you said? Getting threatened. Like, people.
You heard that story, right?
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, that's basically said that some bettors found out his number, and they called his house, and they, you know, I don't know what they were wanting, but they said they were threatening.
Yes.
His family.
And so, and, you know, people lose this money. They get desperate and everything, and it's just, it's too much of a slippery slope. You know, it's interesting. I was, you know, you look at college sports right now with the NIL, and it's sort of like the wild, wild west now, the transfer portal. And so now some people are saying maybe we should dial it back a little bit, you know. But it's kind of hard, like you said, like the cat's out the bag. How do you stuff it back in?
It's like getting the toothpaste back.
Yeah, how do you do that? And so I think we may have moved too quickly with this gambling thing in this country. Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, you know. I miss the old days of going to Vegas, sitting in the sports books, you know. It's too much of an ease. And, you know, like you said earlier, the NBA now through the app, I believe.
Yeah, I had forgotten about that.
The NBA,
I think it's while you're watching
the league pass.
Yeah.
Yes, you can actually, you know, bet on the games. It's ridiculous to me, yeah.
Yeah.
And who's to say, not that this would happen, but if you're a player out there, you got a boy in the stands, he gets word to you at halftime, hey, man, I just put, you know, 100,000, whatever. There's too much influence now that's going to be over these players and coaches now.
It almost seems inevitable.
Right.
Now, as far as the Ohtani stuff goes, who knows? Ohtani spoke today, as we discussed. And to me, I don't think we have any other choice right now but to take what he says at face value. If something else comes out that indicates that he's not telling the truth, fine. But basically, he said today, I didn't know my guy was doing this. I've never bet. I didn't pay the bookie. I haven't been betting on baseball. It sounds like he honestly didn't know what was going on. And you can be skeptical,
that's a lot of coin. And you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, if he didn't bet on baseball, I'm fine with it. You know, it's the illegal bookmaker. Then you open up the gray area. Did he, you know, the speculation and everything like that. But, you know, you mentioned it earlier, and you didn't say it by name, but, you know, a certain number 23,
yeah,
you know, went away for a little bit and focused on, quote, baseball.
Right.
You know, this is the biggest star in Major League Baseball we're talking about, Shohei Ohtani. This is a guy that they're putting in the same category as Babe Ruth. And this would be a major scandal, I think, for Major League Baseball, in terms of A, not only if he did bet or not didn't bet on baseball, but B, just the loss of your star. But like, he's the face of the league right now. You take him out, what do you have if you're baseball?
Don't you think a lot of people would look at it this way? Oh, well, of course baseball wants to protect him. So if they say he didn't do anything wrong, they're clearly protecting him. He clearly did do something wrong.
Right.
I mean, for some people, there's no way baseball can win on this.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and if he did do something wrong, maybe it's a slap on the wrist, though.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, whereas Pete Rose is still serving a lifetime ban, maybe Shohei it's 100 games. Or I don't know what it would be, but I think baseball needs this guy right now.
Mm-hmm. I do think, getting back to the larger issues that we were just talking about, betting and, you know, if pro sports is going to have any chance of holding this off, this influence of betting to the point where it loses all credibility. They have to have that line, don't they? If you bet on the games, you're out.
Yes.
That's it, right? I know people say, oh, Pete Rose, but you have to have it.
Yeah.
If you bet on the games, you're out.
Bet on the league you're playing. Like,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, you have to.
You cannot do that.
Right, and because that erodes public trust.
Yeah.
You know? And then the whole gambling thing is like, it goes down the toilet. Like, if I know players or coaches are influencing, you know, betting, you know, for their purposes, why would I bet then? Like, it's a losing proposition for me. And so, no, you're right, man. It has to be a zero-tolerance policy. But and somebody's going to get clipped.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's going to get clipped because it's too much of a part of our society right now.
That said, do you know what the line is for tonight?
I have no idea.
But when we come back, we'll wrap things up here from the Golden One and get you ready for game night. And we'll look at the Kings number 23. Can you make the case that Keon Ellis is in the process of saving the Kings' season? Next, Drive Guys Sacktown. What are you doing tomorrow, Drapes, for the show? How are you getting ready for the show tomorrow?
I don't know, man, because I don't have any TV duty, so I may come dressed as total Kings gear tomorrow, purple from head to toe. I might do that because we got that live show tomorrow.
Yes, hope you can join us tomorrow one way or the other. We'd love for you to come by Beach Hut Deli right by the arena. That's where we're doing the show tomorrow.
Biggest regular season game this year, right? This is it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, try not to look past tonight's foe. But tomorrow, not only is it a huge game, but it's, of course, a great chance for us tomorrow as Kings fans to show the basketball nation watching on TNT that they just need to pay attention to what's going on when it comes to Domas and the numbers he's putting up. They're sensational. Wake up. Watch the game.
The second best center in the league right now, because Embiid's out, you know, because of the injury. It's Jokic, and then it's our guy, Domantas Sabonis. And I think tomorrow, think about this. If this double-double streak continues, that's 54. Then tomorrow, if it continues, would be 55, tying the great Jerry Lucas over the two-year span.
And for the franchise.
Franchise, right. Exactly. And so that's something – what's up, kids? I tell you what, man. Don't be creeping up on me like that. What's up, young fella? How you doing, man? How you doing, Kyle? You working with that guy? This guy? Sorry to hear that. Job shadow over here. But
nice.
No, you know, the country will get to see what we see night in and night out. And, you know, this is a huge opportunity. And not only that, you got tomorrow on TNT. Mm-hmm. The league announced what we had told everybody Friday. The game against the Knicks is going to be on TNT also. That's Sacramento at New York. Mind you, Whitey, nice. That's a 7 o'clock start on the East Coast. So everybody will be up, awake, able to see Domantas Sabonis put in that work.
Well, if you have any chance in mind for tomorrow, we'd appreciate you sharing them with us because we want to get everybody on as close to the same page as we can get everybody in the building. Drapes had a great idea for tomorrow. Coaches got it wrong.
That's our chant. Yeah. I wish we had T-shirts or signs or something.
Like, coaches got it wrong.
Coaches got it wrong. Yeah, yeah. I can see 17,000 plus chanting that, and they should because they did get it wrong, and that's what's so frustrating. Our guy Domas, man, you know, he has just – the thing about him, Whitey, we got the numbers, but it's the effort, it's the grit, it's the determination. You could feel him when he plays, and I think that's something we recognize here in Sacramento, but it's time for the league-wide to see it.
It certainly is time for the league to just take notice of what incredible, because I still think nationally, you know, if you're a fan, maybe a little more casual fan, and you read The Ringer and things, you probably get this idea that, okay, I guess –
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
This guy's okay, but he's just having a nice year or whatever, you know, because you read your buddy Kevin O'Connor, whatever. Hello. He's, you know, it's the same thing we said about, didn't we say the same thing about Keon Ellis, he's relentless. That's what Domas
yes.
is. And that's the way the Kings need to be as a team, because they're not the most overly talented team. They're a good team. Don't
right.
get me wrong.
Right.
They're not a bunch of scrubs. But they have to embrace that relentlessness at both ends of the floor to be as good as they can be. And it's great to have Domas setting the tone there. Monk has
right.
done that a lot. And De'Aaron Fox. And now you've got Keon Ellis, who maybe is in the process of saving their season.
Yes. And you know, the Kings, like you said, they can't just show up and expect to win on talent. That's why Keon Ellis has made such a big difference in this team. This is a guy that, you know, is a two-way player, worked his way up, was not heavily recruited coming out of high school, went to a JUCO. Like, he got it out of the mud. And I think that's what the Kings need. It's like, you know, they could – the Warriors in their prime, they could show it when you got KD and everything.
Sorry,
like that.
Who'd you say? What team?
The Warriors. I know.
I remember
that. They're in our rearview mirror. I understand
yeah,
that. But
I gotcha.
They, back in the day, could just show up and beat teams on talent. We got to show up and really grind. You got Domas. And now you got Keon Ellis, too, man,
mm-hmm.
that brings it night in and night out.
Yeah, it's not just enough. And I think Davion said this after the team meeting. It's not just enough to play hard. The Kings have to play harder than the other
teams
every night.
Right.
And to have their best chance to win. That's just the reality.
And let's look at the teams they lose to, usually. It's teams that play harder than them. I'm going to throw out the Washington game, the Charlotte, Detroit. But the Pelicans, those kind of – the Houston Rockets,
mm-hmm.
the Knicks, those are teams that grind it out every single possession. And those are the teams that cause us trouble. It's because they're playing harder than us. And
right.
So tonight – the Sixers team banged up. The Kings should still act like they're the hungry ones, you know. They're the ones being hunted and have to act like that tonight.
In my opinion, a lot of times when the Kings have lost some of these games that fans have expected them to win, I think the whole mental aspect is – I think it's overstated. Oh, they should know by now this is a big game. I don't think that's the issue. But I do think tonight is a real challenge for them. The fact that you've got two – massive games coming up.
Right.
One of them tomorrow, but okay, you got to take care of your business tonight.
You do. And I wonder, though, Whitey, as we talk about this, what as a player can be done? Like, certain nights you just don't have it. But in some nights, we've talked about this before, you got to manufacture that energy, that excitement. So the second night of a back-to-back in Washington, no reason to really get up for that game, but do like the great Michael Jordan used to do, whether it was somebody in the stands,
mm-hmm.
an article, something, whatever it takes to get you motivated on that given night. Because, and I understand it's a long season, a long schedule, 82 games, but certain times, some games, you're not going to have it. But that doesn't excuse you from actually going out there and perform and getting the win. That's what the great teams do.
I think when the Kings are stuck, when they're having those games where it's not going their way, one of the things they really have to try to emphasize is stops and getting out and running.
Yeah.
Especially with De'Aaron Fox. And they are still, and I got to ask Mike Brown about this. No one talks about this. They are still number one in the NBA in defensive rebounding percentage.
Right.
That's big. So that means the shot goes up, they're going to get their fair share, and most of it's Domas, of the rebounds.
Yes.
And then they have the ability to get out and run and get in transition, and that should make everything easier for them. And they should be a team that's capable of doing that better than most.
Yes. And, you know, and that's the thing, too. It starts on that end, right?
Yeah.
Like, good offense shouldn't lead to great defense. Great defense should lead to great offense, you know? And so I think we're starting to see that more and more with the Sacramento Kings team. And, you know, it's something the guys have talked about in recent weeks. You know, you see a turn up defensively, and then they get out and run, to your point, and get easy buckets. I'd like to see more of it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see more of it. All right, Jake, you take care of that for me, big dog? All right. I got my big grocery bag there, dude. I had like four bags of popcorn or boxes. I didn't have lunch today, man.
He's an engineer. He's not your garbage, man.
Who brings him the food, though? Who hooks him up with the food?
That's true.
That's all I ask.
Selena. Selena does. Sorry.
But I'm saying I take care of him every time.
Yes, you do.
I ask him one time to throw something away from me. You're on my keys.
You do a good job of taking care of him.
I had you locked in, too, but you usually pass on it.
Yeah, I eat right after we finish up here.
Okay.
Right after we finish up here. So do you think the Kings will be feasting on Philly tonight? Maybe because I want to think they will.
Right,
I think they will.
Right. I want to say yes because that's wishful thinking, me being hopeful that the guys will respond. But, you know, last game of a road trip for the Sixers, back-to-back, coming off a great win. It's only natural, I think, for the Philly team, this Philly team, to let its guard down a little bit. You know, we went into L.A., we accomplished something. And, you know, we had Keith Pompey on last hour, and he felt like tonight's game – will be more of a challenge for the Sixers than yesterday's Clippers game, which I thought was shocking. But, you know, we know all the numbers, Whitey. 0-10 against the Sixers over the last 10. Joel Embiid out. They still, you know, mopped the floor with us back in January when we were there. And so you got to think the coaching staff and the players know this. So I'm hoping for an inspired start tonight.
Here's what else is going on in the Western Conference tonight. The Clippers are hosting the Pacers. Pacers still steaming after that loss to the Lakers, in which Rick Carlisle suggested perhaps the whistles weren't going the Pacers' way as much as they should have. We also have the Mavericks tonight are in action against the Utah Jazz.
Oh, okay.
It's Dallas at Utah.
See, so they got some easy matchups, though. Phoenix. Dallas, like this is what the toughest of the matchups tonight.
Yes, and we have the Suns are trailing currently early first quarter. They're down 16-13. They're taking on the Spurs in San Antonio.
Right.
You figure the Suns probably win that game.
Probably win that game. And so, yeah, I think, you know.
So big game tonight.
Big game tonight, you know. And I've said it and I'll say it again, you know, here in our last couple of minutes. The Kings still control their own destiny. Thank you to Adam Silver for this schedule. Like, if the Phoenix, series with them was already settled and we had lost the season series, like, the Kings can still finish out strong and get that sixth seed and maybe outside chance at a five seed.
How about this? How about the idea of the Kings finishing so strong that they actually have some momentum that they take into the postseason?
Right.
I hadn't even considered that. I got to be honest.
You're just like,
just been
get
so,
it. Right.
Yeah. Ooh, up and down and up and down.
Yes, but there's a chance, you know, with 12 games left. And I don't know what that point is. Is it the last five where you get momentum, the last 10? You know, because you look at the schedule, Whitey, and the way things are jumbled up, every game from here on out is going to matter. You know, last year, they lost three out of their last four, I think it was. It was because they had the third seed pretty much wrapped up. This year, you're going to have to probably beat Portland on the last night of the season. And so to your point about that momentum, you know, it's starting right now. Every game is like a playoff game for the Kings right now.
One thing that I don't think the Kings have gotten enough credit for in terms of their win over Orlando, as you probably know, they only turned the ball over seven times.
Yeah.
They played with a lot of discipline.
Right.
And speaking of great discipline, I want to shout out the high flyer. You talk about discipline. I don't know how long he's been sitting there. He didn't come over. He sat back. He's eating. He didn't come in. And I didn't even know how long he's been there. Great discipline. Great discipline by the high flyer.
I've been looking for you all like the last half hour. I'm like, where's the high flyer at? All of a sudden, he don't want to come up and Debo us. Yo, let me ask
you.
We only have like one minute. So
that's half an answer for you,
I just
said
you've
shown great discipline tonight, Henry, by just hanging back.
Bro, I was sitting there waiting. That's all.
Dude, let me ask you this as you chew on your cookie real quick. Is that my boy Doug West down there? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Doug West was my guy. Villanova stud, played for the Timberwolves back in the day. I'm a Doug West guy, bro.
Man, let me tell you, me and Doug West used to guard each other.
We used to come on there, we used to go at each other
because our
game, a great defender too.
Our games were very similar.
All right.
We were just talking about that. I was like, Doug, I said, can you imagine playing in today's game with our first step and our explosion to the rack?
Ooh, Doug West.
He was like, ooh, wee, it'll be something special. Doug's a great guy, man.
Win tonight, Henry. Win tonight,
right? Feeling good about this one?
I'm hoping so, man. I mean, our squad, dude, is so up and down and so unpredictable that, you know, you can't look at a game like this and say, yeah. Totally, yes. You know, we need this one, and we need both of those with Dallas.
Yes.
I mean, once again, this basketball team needs some separation, fellas. I'm tired of just watching the scoreboard.
Yeah.
That separation is something that's desperately needed.
All right. Watch Drapes tonight, pre and post.
Pre and post tonight, big fella.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And stick around for the High Flyer, because game night is next right here on Sactown Sports.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.